I'm sure that all of you Lum and Abner listeners have heard me talk many times about the merits of one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, which is no more than natural because they're both made by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. But have you actually bought and tried either product? Well, you really should, folks. Now, let's consider one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, for example. As you know, doctors have been prescribing cod liver oil for children for years. And now it's known that grown-ups should have its protective benefits, too. Well, now, a mighty easy, pleasant way to get the so-called cod liver oil vitamins is to take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, made by Miles. You see, each one-a-day tablet is so rich in these two important vitamins that it contains as much A and D as 1.5 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. Now, that's actually more than your minimum daily requirements. But unlike cod liver oil, one-a-day A and D tablets are really pleasant to take. And they cost amazingly low. A full month supply for only 50 cents. You better ask your druggist for a package of one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets right away. One-a-day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories. So to be sure you get the genuine one-a-day A and D tablets, look for that big one on the package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another historic meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club has been recorded for posterity. The old fellows are back in their store, considerably more cultured than they were yesterday. So far, nothing more has been heard from Charlie Redfield in regard to his threatened lawsuit against Cedric for breach of promise, so it looks as though this situation has passed the danger point. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears has just entered.
Grandpap, come on in.
Yeah, I thought you were going to that Red Cross blood bank today. Showed up down there, did you?
No, I told you I might drop by there, Grandpap, but I never make it. Did you go down?
Oh, yeah, I've already been there.
Well, and you're up walking around?
Well, sure ain't nothing to it, nothing at all.
Well, how do you feel?
Well, I feel just the same as always did. Fit as a bass fiddle.
Well, I do. No effects at all.
Oh, no. No effects. I believe I feel better, even.
Well,
that might be so, Grandpap. I know Dick Huddleston's been over there 3 or 4 times, and every time he feels better. Makes a better score in them tests they give you.
What tests? Did they give you some tests, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. They take your pressures and your temperature and give you a blood count. I believe that's what they call it.
Blood count? Can they count that stuff?
Yeah, I believe they can. Seems like I've heard that before.
I don't believe it. That's just like trying to count water, and I know you can't count that.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that old Eddard saying, blood's thicker than water. I've always said that.
Well, I never know that before. How many of them did you have, Grandpap, when they counted them?
Oh, I don't know, around 90 near as I can recollect.
90 of them, huh?
Yeah, I believe they must have missed a few of them, though. I know I got more than that. Don't they call them hemoglobins or something like that?
Hemoglobins?
Yeah, I did hear them using that word around there. I never knowed what it meant, though. They call them corporals, I think, blood corporals.
Well, have they got goblins around there, too?
Oh, yeah.
They have, huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, I do know. Well, I never heard of that before.
It ain't goblin. It's globlin. Heebly globlins or hobbly or... How do they pronounce that, Grandpap?
Yeah,
let's see. Heebly, geebly, or heebled, or...
What heebie-jeebies was it? I've heard of that.
No, I don't think so. It's more like hemio-geeblin or gemio-hoblin. Or maybe I better look that up in the almanac.
Yeah, you better do that, Grandpap.
Yeah, might as well know what I've been through.
Yeah,
whereabouts is that almanac at?
Right over in the library, right where you put it the last time you had it.
Oh, yeah, here it is. I'll just look that up.
Yeah, all right. Find out what you got.
You know, Abner, I believe me and you ought to go down to the Red Cross and do the same thing Grandpap done.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing, huh?
Evidently, it don't leave no bad effects.
No.
And you're saving some soldier boy's life when you do it.
Yeah, well, I'd be proud to do it. And I'd love to see them there goblins, too. I ain't ever actually seen a goblin. I've heard about a little orphan Annie, you know.
Oh,
what a
wonderful world.
Well, come in, Cedric. Hi, doggies. What's the matter with you? You don't look so good today.
Oh, Mom, I ain't so good neither. It come today.
What come today?
Mr. Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal, brung it over.
Town marshal?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Cedric?
This paper here.
Huh?
It tells that I've got to go to court because Winifred Redfield's lawsuing me for breaching a promise.
For the land's sakes, did old Charlie Redfield actually decide to go through with that? I never thought he'd do it.
Me neither. Granny, this is all a mistake. He can't do this to Cedric.
Well, he's done did it, Mom. Looks like.
Let's see that paper, Cedric. What court is he lawsuing you in?
I don't know. Here's the paper, though, right here.
Yeah, find out, Mom. Find out what's going on.
If it's
here.
The Superior Court, I'm here, Dana. Oh, this is better.
Huh?
Yeah, according to this, the trial will be held right here in Pine Ridge.
Pine Ridge? Well, that means that you'll be the judge for the trial, then, Mom.
Of course it will. Me being justice of the peace and all.
Sure, sure.
And as long as I know the facts of this case so well, I don't think it'll take me long to come to no decision.
You mean Cedric won't be guilty?
Well, I'd say there was an awful good chance of that.
Hey, doggy, it's good for you, Cedric.
But can't you say I'm not guilty right now and save me the trouble of going to court and all that stuff?
Yeah, how about that, Long?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Well, Cedric can't be in court all day and then work at that defense plan of a night.
I know, but we got to follow the rules of justice. We've got to give him a fair trial before I can convict him of being not guilty.
Oh.
But it won't take long, I can tell you that. Fact is, I believe I'll just call old Charlie up and hold a trial right this afternoon. Get it over with.
That's a good idea. Just get it out of the way. I know he said the time you go to work tonight, you'll be a free man again.
Oh, boy, that sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
Well, I reckon I won't need to send this letter then.
Oh, what letter's that, Cedric?
Well, I was going to send for a correspondence course in welding so I'd have something to do while I was sitting around in jail there in the penitentiary.
Course in welding?
Yes, Mom. I figured that'd be a good place to practice and all. If the bars on my window got broke or got sawed in two or something, I could weld them back together again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All of us keep a good neat cell, Cedric.
But there ain't no use sending a letter now, don't we?
Oh, no. Throw that thing away right now. You won't need that. Not a free man like you. You won't have to sit around and learn nothing. Ain't that all right, Mom?
Yeah, I believe it is. I'll get it, though.
Yeah, you're there handy, Steve.
I'll be Charlie now.
Torch.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Wore out.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry. I heard about it. It's Uncle Henry now.
Oh, Uncle Henry, Uncle Henry.
Yeah, I'm ready to hold a trial any time. Fact is, I'll hold it right this afternoon.
Mom will fix things up for you.
Huh?
Don't worry.
They're demanding a what? Uh-oh. Well, in that case, the trial's postponed for a day or so.
Huh?
What? Yeah, I'll let you know when I'm ready to start it. All right, Uncle Henry. Goodbye. Granny, did you hear that, Abner?
No, I weren't on the phone.
The Redfields are demanding a jury trial.
Jury trial?
Yes, sir. That means this is going to take longer than I figured.
Oh,
and it ain't going to be so easy for Cedric, neither.
Oh, my goodness.
Will I go to the penitentiary after all?
Oh, no, there ain't no danger of that. I don't think. The thing for us to do is make sure we get folks on a jury that's non-unprejudiced.
Non-on-what, Long?
Unprejudiced. That's a legal word.
That's a big one.
It means getting folks on that jury that we're sure won't vote for Charlie's side of the case.
Uh-huh. Doggy, that is important. Of course, now, Charlie's got an awful lot of friends downtown, Long. Don't forget that. Maybe you ought to just refuse to let him have a jury trial.
Oh, I can't do that.
Can't, huh?
That's right in the Constitution. Says it in the Bill of Rights and everything. Every citizen's entitled to a trial by jury.
There, huh?
Yeah, them Bill of Rights is one of the things we're fighting to preserve. We don't want to go against him.
Oh, no, no, that's different, of course not.
Well, I finally found it. Here it is right here.
What'd you say, Grandpa?
Here it is. Listen here.
Oh.
Clearwater County, Idaho, cast 815 votes for Landon, according to the almanac.
Well, what of it? You supposed to look up them Heber Goblins things.
What's that name?
Them Heber Goblins or something you was talking about.
Just a second. I'll look that up for you, too.
Never mind. We got something more important to worry about now. Long, how about getting Grandpap on the jury? He likes it.
No, he don't pay good enough attention to what's going on. He'd be just as liable not to vote for Charlie as he's not.
Yeah, he might do it.
I wouldn't put no dependence on him.
No, maybe better not. Well, how do you go about getting a jury?
Well, I'll just have to make a public announcement. Tell everybody that wants to try to get on the jury to sign up with Uncle Henry Lunsford, and then we'll take their names and draw them out of a hat. Okay. Draw the names out of a hat, not them.
Oh, I see. That's how they do it, huh?
Yeah. Then, of course, both of us and Charlie's lawyer gets to ask them questions and see how non-unprejudiced they are.
What, reckon who they'll get for a lawyer?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon Charlie will more than likely do it himself.
Charlie?
Well, he thinks he knows so much about legal law and all
that.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
Just tricks me and you. I hope he does try to handle this case himself, because I can out-talk him any day of the week, forward and backwards and every other which way.
Well, are you going to be Cedric's lawyer?
Well, I figure that being both judge and Cedric's lawyer, that'll give a little hint to the jury.
Little hint?
Yeah, that'll sort of give them an idea which way the judge feels about the case.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea.
doggone it, I don't want to go to no penitentiary.
You
I know
ain't
that.
Going now, Cedric. Lord, I'll get you out of this. Don't
Of course
worry.
I will.
Yes, sir.
Anytime I can't beat old Charlie Redfield at talking, I'll quit being justice of the peace, I'll tell you.
You know, I believe I could even out-talk him. Don't worry now, Cedric. You ain't going to have to sit in a cell and learn welding.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, is that our ring again, Lord?
Yeah, this is more likely Uncle Henry.
Yeah,
again.
Well, you talked to him. You talked to him before.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Oh, hello, Charlie. Charlie Redfield.
Oh, Charlie. Snake
Who's going to what?
I hate him to pieces.
Oh, I figured I'd do that myself, Charlie. I can't. How do you know it's against the law? Oh. Well, all right, then. Abner will be Cedric's lawyer.
Look, I can't be no lawyer, no.
Yes, you can, Abner. Huh? I'll tell you everything to say. We can still beat him. Hello, Charlie. Abner says he'll do it.
I hope I help you,
Yeah.
Cedric.
Oh, I think I'll set the trial for tomorrow.
But don't get mixed up and convict me.
Check with who? What's he got to do with this? He is. Uh-oh. Trial's postponed till Monday, then. Goodbye, Charlie.
What's the matter, Lon?
Grannies. Charlie ain't going to handle this case.
Huh?
They've hired Squire Skimp.
Squire Skimp? Is he back in town?
Must be.
Oh,
Cedric?
Mom?
Maybe you better... What did you do with that letter you had a while ago?
Still got it right here. I'm going to throw it away.
No, you better send that in for the welding course after all. No telling how they think.
Okay. Well, our Pine Ridge friends certainly have had a busy time of it today, haven't they? And friends, if this was a busy day for you, if a hurried lunch gave you a touch of acid indigestion, or if a lot of heavy work resulted in sore, aching muscles, or if a full day of shopping or working around the house caused a dull headache, here's hoping you remembered all the things we've told you about the prompt, dependable relief Alka-Seltzer offers for these common ailments. Alka-Seltzer can make a mighty big difference in the way you feel when you're annoyed by a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or a headache. Try it, won't you? For truly fast relief. You know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, either by the 30 or 60 cent size package for home use, or by the glass at the soda fountain. Friends, get wise to Alka-Seltzer. You'll really be glad you did.